Christopher Slotty is an attorney who works with Alaska Native villages, regional corporations, and tribal governments. He was previously a vice president of the Old Harbor Native Corporation. Slotty says that over the years, more and more Native corporations have turned to federal contracts for revenue, which then gets paid out to shareholders. But he says this could change.
If there is a reduction in federal contracting dollars available to Alaska Native corporations, or they don't have as much success in that arena, they would reduce in size, at least on a revenue basis, which could have an impact on dividends.
The concern is that the federal government is currently rewriting its rules for awarding contracts. That's a result of an executive order President Trump signed in April. It directs the government to remove unnecessary contracting rules that are not required by statute. In 2021, Alaska Native corporations received more than $11 billion from federal contract revenue, according to data from the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis. Slotty says that in part, ANC's participation in federal contracts has grown because Congress gave tribes and corporations easier access to the U.S. Small Business Administration programs.
It provides a little bit more level playing field for ANCs to compete for work. They don't have to compete with like Boeing or Northrop Grumman, right? These really massive multinational companies.
One worry Alaska Native contractors have is that the government might remove something called the Rule of Two. It directs government agencies to set aside projects to small businesses if two or more small businesses are able to do them. Slotty says that eliminating the rule could make it difficult for small businesses, including Native contractors, to compete for the work. I am Alena Naiden.